next coach in the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes are 3-0 in conference, 7-0 overall. Iowa has a bye on Saturday before returning to action by hosting Maryland on October 31st. And in conference news, running back Akram Wadley was named the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
You can give us an opening statement, and then we'll take a few questions.
Sure. You know, we were a thrill victory Saturday. It was, a game that we were very concerned about. We had several players injured, and a ton of respect for Northwestern, and still do. They've got an excellent football team, and had been playing well coming into the game. So, credit goes to our players. They just hung in there and persevered, and happy for Akram certainly to be recognized. And it's probably representative of how the team's operating right now because, Jordan Kinzeri had kind of done the same thing. We were splitting reps with he and LaShawn Daniels early in the season. LaShawn got hurt, and Jordan really shouldered the load and did a great job and really helped us win the Illinois game. And then, soon into the game Saturday, he went down with an injury, and Akram came in and did a great job. So it's kind of representative of how we're getting it done right now. A lot of guys pitching in where we need help, and I just can't say enough about the effort and resiliency of our players.
All right, Coach, let's take some questions.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Jesse Temple with ESPN.com.
I was one of six teams in the Big Ten that ranks in the top 20 nationally in total defense this season. What do you think has made the league such a strong defensive conference?
I guess it's all an individual choice, and for whatever reason, we seem to have more schools in our conference that value that. There are other parts of the country, I think, where scoring takes a premium, but I can only speak for us, but I can also say that being in this conference for quite some time, I think historically you've seen a lot of good defensive play. That's kind of been, I think, a trademark of the league. And, certainly from our standpoint, 16 and a half years ago when we got started, that was something that was very, very important to us. And being here with Coach Fry for 9 years, it was very important to him as well. And, he always had the reputation of being kind of a riverboat gambler and a wide-open offensive guy. But if you look at it historically, I thought his best teams traditionally played really good defense. And that's probably true in most sports. So if you want to be a championship-level team, it usually helps to be a good defensive team.
Have you seen significant changes in your time at Iowa in the way defenses try to defend offenses? Has there been a big evolution or not really?
I don't think so. And I think, certainly you have to adapt to what you play against. But I'm sitting here right now looking at Kinnick Stadium. I remember in 1982, Illinois came in here and set a stadium record for throwing the football. I think they threw for 400, 425 yards, something of that nature. And I think we beat them 13-7 or 14-7, something like that. But they couldn't score, once they got down in there. And maybe they had 10 points. I can't remember. But anyway, my point is, they threw the ball down the field, but we found a way to keep them off the scoreboard. And, it was Bill Brazier's our coordinator. But, my point there is that, they were, it's not like throwing the football is new. Mike White did a lot of that at Illinois back in the 80s. And, I think traditionally in college football, you face a lot of different styles of offense. That's one of the beauties, I think, of college football. And you have to try to find a way to be effective. And certainly it's almost a different challenge every week.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Lee Barfnick with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Kirk, you guys changed your practice schedule this year, the time of day and the day off that you take in a week. How would you assess how that's worked out?
Well, so far so good. We've really enjoyed it, and I'm only laughing because three or four weeks ago, and I made a comment to our strength coach, Chris Doyle. I just said, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, and that's why I'm laughing because it's still May. We got a lot of time for a shoe to drop. So, but thus far, it's been really good. The hardest part, quite frankly, was just it's probably harder for the coaches and players. Players have short memories, but most of us are like, trained pigs, so it's just kind of it's very different. We're seven games into the season. I still have to look at my little printed out schedule every day just to make sure I'm not screwing something up. So very disoriented as a coach, but I think, what we're enjoying is the guys like working out in the morning, and we've seen that in the out of season as well. So I think the players like it from that standpoint, and we've seen a few other benefits too.
Did you get much comment from the players when you told them you were going to do it, or was it just kind of like, that's what we're going to do?
No, I think they were, you know, we visited with them about it before we mandated it, and it still would have done it, but, you know, it's good to get involvement. And they were enthused about it. I think they thought it was going to be a good thing, and it's, you know, another side benefit is it's, at least at our institution, it's better for us academically. You know, night classes have become pretty popular, and late afternoon classes, so I think it gives the players a lot more freedom academically. It gives them a better opportunity to get the classes they really want to be in, and you know, it's really, I think, been helpful that way as well.
Okay. Appreciate it, Kirk. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Coach, do you think the game would benefit by having a true off-field official, one up in a booth, to make all replay decisions in an efficient fashion and maybe consult with the lead referee on certain situations?
I don't think it's a bad proposal, and I know Coach Belichick in the NFL a while back, I think it was about a year ago, thought that all calls should be open to review, and I'm not sure that's a bad, you know, it's going to be a discussion certainly, but the whole idea behind instant replay is to get it right, and I think all of us would agree on that, players, coaches, anybody that officiates. I think everybody at the end of the day you want calls to be right. So all that being said, it's a really tough job. It's amazing just how great a job our officials do in our conference, I think in college football in general, but our conference, they do a wonderful job. But boy, you know, a lot of bang calls, and you know, so there's a lot of benefit, I think, to the replay notion. And as far as standardizing it, things like that, ways to improve it, I think everybody would be open to suggestion if there are some valid things to consider.
Coach, it wasn't that long ago that the season schedule was 11 regular season games. Now we're at 12. When you look at where everything is, do you ever see the regular season schedule expanding maybe another game or two, or contracting, or do you think we're pretty much where it's going to be at 12?
Well, you know, I think in fantasy football, maybe it'll go backwards. I don't think that's ever going to happen. I think, revenue, it factors into a lot of things that we do, and exposure. And, you know, just like I think we'll never see the days where we don't play, you know, quit playing before Thanksgiving, that train ain't coming back either. So, you know, it's the way it is, and everybody's adjusted to it. It's like the NFL talking about expanding their season to 18 games, 17 games. You know, it's easy to talk about these things if you're not involved in playing. And for an NFL player to play 18 games, I think that's just absolutely ludicrous if they keep the rosters at the same size. And I would say the same thing about us. You know, for us to start pushing it much further, I think we're pretty well, you know, at that edge, you know, because there's a real toll on the players physically and mentally if you're not careful. It's a tough, demanding game, and you just have to be really cognizant of what their experience is. So, you know, I think we're probably at a workable place right now, but I think to push it any further than that would be, you know, unless you want to talk about expanding scholarships and those types of things, which I doubt there's a lot of momentum on that front. So, you know, I think you just got to be careful. I think we have a really good product as it is right now, and, you know, why not let it go for a while?
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.